Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right now to the front lines of history in the making. It's a terrible, terrible thing that happened in Boulder, Colorado yesterday. 10 people murdered in a mass shooting, the second in a week. The previous one in Atlanta at the massage parlors, it was anti-Asian and psychosexual. This one, we're not sure of all the details. There was a police officer killed. He initially responded and he was simply shot by the gunman. His name was Eric Talley. He had 7 children. He was the father of 7 children, a good man, very good man, brave man. The first police officer in Boulder killed since 1994. It's 27 years. And there have only been 6 killed in Boulder, Colorado, in the history of the police department of Boulder, Colorado. And what did the NRA do? What was their statement? I couldn't believe it when I read it, so I'm going to tell you what it was. The media contacted the NRA and say, what do you think about this? You know what the NRA did? They simply quoted the Second Amendment. Quote, the right of the people to bear arms, a well-regulated militia being necessary, blah, blah, blah. That's all they did. Did they say, well, we feel bad, at least for Eric Talley. Feel bad for his 7 children who now are going to be raised without a father. Feel bad for his wife. Feel bad for the fact that now their breadwinner is dead. So what are they going to do for money? What are they going to do for, you know, college educations? What are they going to do, frankly, for clothes and food? You know, we're worried about his pension, maybe the NRA. A lot of the leadership there simply take donations and they're under investigation for fraud, spend it on lavish parties, travel, personal expenditures. Maybe we'll take some of it and make sure these kids, 7 of them, have college education funds, or maybe even get a Christmas present this coming. No, none of that. Not a hint of humanity from the NRA, not a hint of humanity. All right. They get a call. What do you think of the murder? Police officer Eric Talley, father of 7 children by a criminal in a grocery store out in Boulder, Colorado, and they simply parrot the Second Amendment. Now, let me tell you something. Here's the deal. I like guns, like firing weapons, like training with weapons. In the Navy, you don't have as much training with weapons as you do in the Marine Corps or the Army, but it can be fun. Target practice is fun. A lot of people hunt. I fish, but a lot of people hunt and they like to hunt. I'm glad for it. I like to fish, glad to do that. But you know, there is a very easy line drawing issue here. And I've used this before, and even people, conservative areas, say it makes sense, and that is this. If somebody said, I think that people should have their own nuclear weapons to use as they see fit, there's nobody except a nut who would say, yeah, that's a good idea. Somebody said, well, I think people should have their own nerve gas weapons or biological weapons, can wipe out cities and use them in their discretion. Nobody would think that that's a good idea. Somebody said, well, I think people should have shoulder-held missile launchers and be permitted to rent an apartment near, say, Mitchell Field in Milwaukee, take down a commercial airliner coming in. Nobody would think that was a good idea. In fact, those get investigated all the time. People get arrested. People try to sell that kind of stuff, all of that kind of stuff. And if you said people should have machine guns, A lot of people would say, yeah, they should, except that they were outlawed in the 1930s. Go to prison for that, and nobody objects to that. But with modern technology, there are a lot of semi-automatics that can easily be converted to machine guns in effect. There are a lot of weapons that are legal that can squeeze off enormous number of rounds in 10 seconds and kill 50 or 100 people. In the NRA, here's an odd statistic. Back in the 1930s, didn't even argue when it was formed, didn't argue really that everybody should have a gun. Then they said, well, everybody should have a gun. And then in the early 1990s, they supported a ban on assault weapons, the NRA, in Clinton's first term, until they realized the power of the issue. And now they oppose anything. And when a father of seven is murdered, they simply cold-blooded. This is absolutely cold-blooded. I mean, even Putin, even if he'd ordered someone murdered, would pretend at least to say something rational. But no, they just quote the Second Amendment. Second Amendment's important. Comes right after the First Amendment. But the fact is that there are some common sense things we can do. No nuclear weapons, no biological and chemical weapons, no shoulder-held missile launchers, no machine guns. They've all been outlawed a long time. But no assault weapons, no weapons that can be converted into machine guns in effect. And background checks for all sales, no more straw sales, no more gun shows where a couple of guys throw up a tent in a lot somewhere and they go, psst, psst, here, look at this. And, you know, right now the NRA opposes denial of guns to people on the no-fly list. Well, if they can't fly because you're afraid they're going to hijack a plane, why do you insist that they be permitted to buy guns? So I think what has to happen is the leadership of the NRA has to be removed. Now, the Attorney General in New York started the process investigating their fraud, find them and to revoke their authority to do business. And they very slyly said, all right, we're gonna reincorporate in Texas. We don't have anything to do with New York anymore because Texas's attorney general right now is under indictment, by the way. And if you think they're right-wing nuts, in a lot of areas of the country, you go to Texas. The governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general have no business being in public office in an American state. No business being in public office in an American state. So the NRA wants to go down there, and they're not supporting gun rights. They're sucking money on a monthly basis out of people's pockets that they squander and use for their own purposes. Remember Loretta Helmsley? She went to prison for doing that. She would take money, squander it on luxuries, and not reported his income, and she went to prison. The NRA so far is under investigation, the leadership doing the same thing, and I don't know where they are in terms of a prosecution. What we need is an honest, rational gun rights lobby. That's what we need, who will stand up if anybody says we're going to take people's guns away. That ain't going to happen in the United States. That ain't going to happen in the United States. But also somebody, a group that will get up and say people on the no-fly list should be barred from purchasing weapons. There should be background checks, and the days for the background check should be extended. There should be no more gun shows in parking lots in obscure areas where there are no background checks. Straw buyers, we are going to crack down. No more assault weapons, no more weapons that can be easily converted into the equivalent of a machine gun. People want to use weapons, they can use them for target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, but not mass murder. It should be possible to figure that out, and it's got to be explained and messaged a lot better than the Democratic Party has so far. And one of the ones that I found very effective was pointing out to people You want everybody to have a nuclear weapon, hydrogen bomb? No. Chemical weapon? No. Biological weapon? No. Shoulder-held missile launchers? No. Submachine guns? You know, half the crowd may raise their hand. I'll say, sorry, they were outlawed in the 1930s. How about something that can easily be converted into the firepower of a machine gun, or already has the firepower of a machine gun? The average person isn't looking for that. If you want to go target shooting something like that, fine. But frankly, if you want to use something like that, join the Marine Corps, join the Army, get trained. Get trained. You know, there are people in the Republican Party who say that for concealed carry, we don't even want to have any restrictions at all, including any training. Come on, that's ridiculous. They want open carry. There are people in the state that'll walk around. In the old days, if you open carried and brandished a weapon, you'd be arrested for disorderly conduct. I don't want open carry. I don't want people trying to intimidate people. Let me tell you, in the Wild West, White Earp and all those people would say, all right, in this town, you're checking your guns with the sheriff. We're not putting up with you shooting people. Anyway, we need a rational IRA, an honest NRA. We do not have a rational or honest NRA right now. The father of seven is murdered in Boulder. May he rest in peace, a good man. Put him a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.